Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. What is dating? A relationship. What does that mean anymore? If you listen to my "Were Lockdowns a Good Idea" episode, then you know exactly where I'm going with this. In that episode, I discuss how the birth rates have went down, friendships and relationships going down in percentage, divorces, breakups in the higher percentile with bars and restaurants being closed. No one was really hooking up, mingling, meeting new people because of lockdowns. Technology has caused this issue for a long time, way before lockdowns even existed. Way before COVID, way before all this. Since AOL, Instant Messenger, OkCupid, or OkStupid as I like to call it, Tinder, Coffee Meets Bagel, Bumble, even Grindr, and all the other dating apps and websites involved here. Those have completely removed the emotion from us, the human connection, even texting. No one calls each other anymore. We FaceTime, which is a great thing if the person you're talking to is sick or long distanced. I mean, same thing with Zoom, WebEx, Skype. But we have texting, direct messaging, Facebook messaging, Snapchat, all the other things, everything. You know what I want to do? Can we just go back to this time?
That's not the point. I can't text. You know, I'm not charming via text.
Well, maybe you should just stop texting.
But it's not just texting. It's email. It's voicemail. It's snail mail.
That's regular mail.
Whatever, none of it's working. I had this guy leave me a voicemail at work, so I called him at home. And then he emailed me to my BlackBerry, and so I texted to his cell, and then he emailed me to my home account, and the whole thing just got out of control, and I miss the days where you had one phone number and one answering machine, and that one answering machine housed one cassette tape, and that one cassette tape either had a message from the guy or it didn't. And now you just have to go around checking all these different portals just to get rejected by seven different technologies. It's exhausting.
It sure is exhausting. And that was back in 2010 in the movie He's Just Not That Into You. And now, here we are in 2021, where not only are you rejected by seven different technologies. Oh, no, 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 no. In 2021, you are rejected by 10 times more than that. People can just unfriend you in a click of a button. Oh, no, bye-bye. And they think, oh, we're not friends. It's like, no, that's not how this works. You can't just unfriend me online and think, okay. Because people are so used to doing that now. Unfollow, unfriend. Oh, I'm going to add them as a friend. We're friends. Yay. And it's become kind of like we're friends via social media and not connecting in person. So that is kind of where this all has been lost. And yes, I want to go back to that. Have that one phone number with an answering machine, with one cassette tape. Very simple, right? You either had the message or you didn't. That's it. How is that for Build Back Better, Joe Biden? If Joe Biden and all of the other world leaders in this world really want to build back better, then let's just go back to that. Not do anything else that they're doing. Any globalist, whatever bullcrap they're trying to do. Like, can we not? That's such a simple time. Can we just do that? Like, that would be actually really great. Ooh, actually, let's see what the other millennials and Gen Zers have to say about that. Going back to rotary phones, one line, you name it. All the old school. The moon phones. Y'all remember those? I think we could do that. I mean, I'm feeling some reactions from you guys. And I'm not even seeing you face to face, and I'm already feeling it. You're like, oh dear God, please, no, 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 we can't go back to that. No, 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 we can't go back, we can't go back. No, 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 no. You're stomping your feet, crying. But see, that's the problem. You don't want to lose the convenience. Now, granted, I'm a millennial myself. I do love the convenience. I really do. But I'm also okay with going back to pre-MySpace. Because guess what? I actually remembered phone numbers. I actually had to make an effort. Like, we actually had to make an actual effort with each other. Now we can just message each other on social media and just go, what's up? How are you doing? And just have a conversation. I get if we're long distance and we can't really see each other every day, then fine. That I understand. That's the beautiful thing about this, because at least we can keep in touch and see what we're doing via social media and all that stuff. But that's where the calling doesn't happen, see? So remember, millennials, we did live at a time where we had the landline with an answering machine, and that's it. And that's all. And we had to limit ourselves with how much time we could talk. Come on. If y'all have forgotten that by now, then who did I grow up with, you know? But anyway, we don't want to lose the convenience. I get it. Things have become way too easy for us. And that's the issue here. Things have just become way too easy, right at our fingertips. We can have food and booze delivered, order a car and it comes to us, even though it is kind of funny since our parents did teach us not to ride in the cars with strangers. But anyway, we can even buy a car online. Everything online, all of the things super accessible to us just in a snap, right at our fingertips. Yes, technology has advanced in so many ways, medically, scientifically, of course, with everything scientifically, researching crimes that happened centuries ago. I mean, all the stuff they've already found with Jack the Ripper. I mean, hell, they still can't figure out who did it, but at least, I mean, they're figuring out more clues as the years are going on with all of the advanced technologies they have with that. I think that's fascinating. And for those that know me very well, y'all know that I love my true crime stories. So anyway, even auditioning as an actor is so accessible now, even though I still would prefer in-person auditions. The film industry itself has advanced. Military technology has advanced. Space. I mean, you name it. There's technological advances everywhere. But where has that put us in the human spectrum, the human connection area? I mean, God, there are robots that can deliver your pizza. Thank you, Domino's. You started that already. Roombas, you know, those self-cleaning vacuums so you can sit on your ass while it cleans for you. And also, it kind of saves you money on a housekeeper if that's what you're worried about. Now, however, I'm not going to lie, I had one in New York City and it was fabulous, and I also had the Swiffer, you know, I get it. I mean, again, I'm guilty of it. Convenience, right? I love it too, okay? But you name it, there's less of a person to interact with. Every chance the big dogs get, they remove a human connection. And that's in every field. Every field. It's kind of sad. Like, even with grocery stores, Target, Walmart, with the self-checkout stuff. I mean, yeah, you see maybe the checkout, like the person directing you to the next open one. Sure, when they're very busy, you know. But that's it. That's the only interaction you get when you choose to go there. Now, again, I like that convenience, because if I have a couple things, then great. I'll say, hey, how you doing? Go check out, and out the door I go. That's nice. But if you're having a lot of groceries and you choose the self-checkout, that's kind of dumb, because you got the poor checkout lady right over there, or checkout guy, whoever's waiting for you. I mean, they're waiting to interact with somebody. That's what they're really there for. They're there for the paycheck and they want to talk to people, especially since lockdowns. Any human interaction would be great at all. Masks or no masks. They just want someone to talk to. That's it. So kind of give them that little perk in their day, will ya? That's all I ask with that section. I know I do. If I have more than five things, I'll go right in the checkout lane just so I can chat with somebody. Chat with them just to make their time go by. And also mine, let's be honest. But anyway, back to the point here. The human connection is what the big dogs are after. The less human connections you have with each other, the better for them. Maybe the people that created these things are antisocial themselves. Now, some of them, you know, I give them the benefit of the doubt. Because, God, they are very smart people. I have to say, I got to give them that. First example, Steve Jobs, may he rest in peace. He had some issues, okay? He had a lot of ego problems. And he got in fights with a lot of people. He was, you know, a pretty complicated guy. But hey, he really advanced technological, that's for sure. Bill Gates, now he's a globalist and creepy anyway. A very awkward dancer too, but that's usually a typical nerd move. No offense, nerds, but a lot of you I've met, y'all can't dance. But that's fine. That's part of your charm. But he's got a lot more to him, and he's kind of an evil guy. So he's got a lot of issues. Elon Musk. Now, I like him. I like Elon Musk. Now, I get it. People are like, why is he so awkward? And that's what's interesting. Not a lot of people know he has Asperger's. Although, since his SNL appearance, they figured it out. But I can't blame him for that one. That's part of Asperger's. You're kind of awkward. That's just part of your charm. Not an easy thing to go through, but it's part of your charm. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. Now, of course, I won't go there right now because I personally think he is a robot. And then we got Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who started Google. The point I'm trying to make with all of this is technology, as great as it is, if it's not used correctly, it ruins human connection. Friendships, relationships, work relationships, boyfriend, girlfriends, partners, you name it. Marriages, children, relationships, even just as simple as just dating. It used to be simple, at least. It really did. I mean, men, when they were men, if they saw a girl they liked, they went for it. They didn't have a phone, computer, tablet, whatever to distract them. Play games on their phone just so they can avoid eye contact with someone. Like, oh my God, she's cute, but oh my God, I can't talk to her. I see it every day. And it's the same with women. It was way easier than it is now because you didn't have so many distractions before technology. Before technology, you actually had to make an effort. But now with everything so accessible, I love this one, I'll just meet you there. I mean, why do you even need to get to know each other physically? Hell, everything you need to know is on a profile, in a picture posted to Instagram, Snapchat. What they post on their stories, I mean, shoot, if you're one of those that posts every single day and you talk all the time on stories, and why do you even need to ask them how their day was? You already know, right? Or do you? Remember, everybody, and remember this very carefully. Listen very carefully. People post on social media what they want you to see. That's not who they really are. Yes, that's their social version, and they post the good things. But you got to really pay attention when they don't post the bad things. That's when you really should start checking in and build that human connection again. Personally, I know that's what I'm doing with people. If I don't hear from them for a while, I'm like, what's going on? How are you? Just to get that human connection back on track. Look, I know some of this I've talked about already in the episode, I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me, that came out back on April 16th of this year. So you'll have to scroll down a little bit because I recommend you listen to it. It's worth it, I promise, because I talk a lot about technology and the human connection, more thoroughly the technology stuff and the algorithms and all that stuff. But this is a very important and critical issue. So I ask you this one question. Is human connection dead? Is it? Is human connection dead? So, let's get into it a little bit more, shall we? Welcome to Don't Slap the Messenger, Human Connection Edition. So, I'm looking at this first story I'm going to talk about in this segment here. Do you remember Fauci, our lovely flip-flop Fauci, when he said Tinder hookups were okay during the lockdowns? Do You guys remember this? This is from April of last year when lockdowns were still pretty fresh. It was about a month in and we were still trying to figure out what's going on. And when he came out with this, when, oh, you know, you don't have to, it's your choice regarding risk. Oh, really? It's our choice for this, for Tinder hookups, but it's not our choice to stay locked down in our house or not. Got it. This is when I officially called him out on his bullshit. I said that, I will not listen to this guy ever again. Ever, ever, ever. This is when I shut him out. And I think a lot of people did at this point. Because they're like, whoa, wait. You're okay with us Tinder hookup, doing a Tinder hookup, but not having a choice to lock down in our homes. Got it. Huh. So anyway, he asked, was this the Snapchat? That's what it was. So it was the Good Luck America live streaming on the Snapchat. This was a Snapchat show called Good Luck America. And this was published by Vanity Fair. And it was the interview with Peter Hamby from Good Luck America on Snapchat. He says, on the opposite side of that spectrum, people are cooped up. They're a little stir crazy. If you're swiping on a dating app like Tinder or Bumble or Grindr and you match with someone that you think is hot and you're just kind of like, maybe it's fine if this one stranger comes over, what do you say to that person? And Fauci, of course, responds with this. He has a long response like he always does. But he said, quote, you know, that's tough because it's what's called relative risk. If you really feel that you don't want to have any part of this virus, will you maintain 6 feet away, wear a mask, do all the things that we talk about in the guidelines? If you're willing to take a risk, and you know everybody has their own tolerance for risks, you could figure out if you want to meet somebody. And it depends on the level of the interaction that you want to have. If you're looking for a friend, sit in a room and put a mask on and, you know, chat a bit. If you want to go a little bit more intimate, well, then that's your choice regarding a risk. Then he continues with this specific line that I was like, wait a minute, what did he just say? This is the line here. The one thing you don't want to do is make sure the person is feeling well. That line right there. The one thing you don't want to do is make sure the person is feeling well. Huh. That's interesting. So you don't want to make sure they're well. Do you want them to be sick? Like, is that what you're hoping for? Like, what does he mean by that? Because he's like, oh, if you go close, it's the transmission. I said, no. Once they enter your house, COVID's there, bitch. COVID's there. Yeah, that's right. I just called Fauci a bitch. What are you going to do about it? Because he is. He's way worse than that now, though. But this was at the time when I was reading all about this, and he just, you know, he's just a buffoon, man. Flip-flop Fauci, here we are. So that's when I officially went, yep, bye-bye, Fauci. I'm not listening to a damn word you say. Even though in the beginning of all this, I still was kind of like, nah, should we? But nah, we'll see what they do. But nope. That was the moment for me, at least, when he said that. You can hook up. You have the freedom to do that. But you do not have the freedom to leave your house. Speaking of Dr. Fauci, remember when this term came about? Fauci-ing? Yeah, it was the new dating trend. That's what was happening this year. Fauci-ing. So I'm reading this article from the Daily Wire by Emily Zanotti from February 15th, 2021. So the headline reads, Fauci-ing, new dating trends, demands singles dump partners who don't take COVID seriously. Because that's literally what Fauci said. Just saying. The new dating trend, Fauci-ing. I remember that just made me vomit in my mouth when I heard that. I said, are you freaking kidding me? Stay out of everything, Fauci. Stay out of our dating. Stay out of our families. Stay out of our lives, please. We would prefer you to not be in the media anymore. We would prefer you to not be around. Was sick of hearing you talk, even though I can't help but do it. I can't help but do it because it's just easy to make fun of you. Anyway, but the trend, it was identified by the dating website Plenty of Fish and has been making waves on the internet. I mean, it kind of still is a little bit. I'll see some articles that some of my friends will post and I'll go, seriously? Why are you obsessed with this? This is so stupid. And this is one of the other reasons I'm not on dating apps, because of this bullshit. It's not safe, and also this kind of bullshit. It's like, why even... You're making online dating not fun anymore. Thanks, Fauci. You ruined that too. Because I'm not a prude. Like, I have friends who have been successful on dating apps. So I'm not completely judgmental on it. It may sound like I am, but I'm not. I just prefer not to be on it. But it says, in an interview with Fauci himself, Axios on HBO defined the practice as, quote, cutting off a relationship if you don't think that the other person is serious enough about social distancing and taking the pandemic seriously, end quote. And that is what Fauci said on the show. And then Fauci also said he never heard of the trend before because he's been married since 1985. Oh, so funny. Also, it's a long time. Congrats. But I wonder how your wife feels about all this. Just saying. And then a quote continues here. It says, the term and its definition were coined by dating app Plenty of Fish, which included Fauciing in its annual list of the top dating trends to expect in the new year. And this is what the New York Post was saying. And the Post continues, the list, released in November, also warned singles to watch out for masquerading, where a potential partner only pretends to care about wearing masks and COVID-19 for the sole purpose of dating you, and apocalypsing, where you treat every relationship like it's your last and get too serious too quick, end quote. Yeah, so that was a thing, Fauciing. Yeah, I don't want any kind of Fauciing anywhere. I don't want Fauci grocery store. I don't want Fauci dating. I don't want Fauci anywhere involving my life whatsoever. Just stay out of our lives, flip-flop Fauci. Get out. You even ruined dating. Good job. He even has ruined dating and any potential for people to find people, because now he's made people so neurotic to making people believe that, oh, I'm not going to date you unless you care about COVID. That's where again, get out. You know what they say, stick to what you know. So Fauci, stick to what you know. Stick to what you know. Which clearly is absolutely nothing. This next topic we're going to get into is the work environments, going back to the office, going back to schools, getting back to that human connection that you need to get through the office workday, right? And all of the creativity and all of that stuff. So I was looking at this article from Fast Company from February 19th this year. So it says here, I'm looking at about the third paragraph down, it says, oh no, fourth, I can't count clearly, but in case you want to look at the article, it's on fastcompany.com and it's titled, The Office is Not Dead, Here's Why. So that's the name of the article. And it says, after almost a year of remote working, we're seeing a slow decay of connection. Well, no shit. Continuing here, according to Gallup, remote employees are 7% less likely to see their connection to the mission of a company. Staring at a laptop screen with six other faces is inherently transactional, less spontaneous and less human than working in an actual room with actual people. And that's the exact same thing, just to step away from the article for a second, that it's literally how, like, schools need to be right now. Schools need to actually get back to learn, like, physical learning, and aside from all the bull crap that the education system is going to really implement and shove down our throats, they have to get back to human connection, human interaction. We have to get back to that flow again. So that's what a lot of office environments are trying to do. And I was reading through this article. It's a long article, so I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but they're talking about how to transition to a human workspace, how to return to the office, and how that can reinvigorate your culture. We're talking about how to work with your physical space, technology, how to reconnect with HR teams and the culture, the data, and they're just trying to figure it out. But basically, in this article, they're saying, say bye-bye to the computer at home, because we have to come back to the office. Otherwise, office spaces will be no more and they'll all shut down. And they may end up all being apartment buildings or something else that they want to implement. I don't know. But basically, they're saying learn what you've used in 2020, especially on the laptop, and then we can try to make it work into 2021. I know we're already halfway through the year, actually over halfway through the year, but still, I'm hearing a lot from different office spaces on what they've been doing. I have a friend that's saying they've tried to make it work with physical spaces because of some people are still afraid of COVID and all that stuff, which I'm like, COVID's over, but okay, thanks Obama, COVID is over. But that's another side note. But anyway, point is, you can get back to the office. You can make it work. However you have to make it work. Even if that means you have to do some cubicle work, fine. If you got to do it that way, whatever. But as long as you're back to doing human to human interaction, that is how you do it. So same with schools. Get the kids back to school. They need the human interaction. They need it. That is how they thrive in this world without all the other BS that they want to try to implement in the education system and shove down all of our throats. That is what they want to do to us. But we have to, you know, make it work. We have to get people back in the offices, back to schools, everything, because that is the only way a company really thrives. Let's be real. Okay? Okay. Good talk. Good job, Fast Company, for calling us out. And let's just get back to work, people. Let's get back to our lives in the office and in schools. Is it too late to save dating? Is dating dead? Well, this is from psychologytoday.com. And I'm reading this article by John Kim, who goes by The Angry Therapist. He's a life coach. And he writes this whole article of how when he dated and all this stuff, that he would wake up early and wash the car and pick the songs, get the CDs in, clean the inside, buy the tickets, make the plans, make the reservation for dinner, and actually make the effort and actually walk to the door and knock at the door. I mean, he goes through this whole thing about what he would do. And I kind of went, huh. And he'd also bring flowers for her. He'd bring flowers for the girl. I said, you know what? I remember those days. It's been a very long time for me personally, but I do remember those days, and it's very nice, especially when it happens. It's a very lovely thing. So men, keep track there. Anyway, and he's saying, and then he's basically going through this next part where he talks about how dating is today. He says today, so I'm continuing here. I'm not going to read the whole article because it's a very long article that he writes. But he says today, a date is a coffee or a drink, but not dinner. Because what if they don't look like their picture? Today, a date is, I'll meet you there. Today, a date is a 30-minute Skype call. Today, a date is a general meeting. Today, a date is not really a date because there's no such thing anymore. And he says, I get that we meet people online now. I get that there's false advertising. Yes, I've been catfished before and it sucks. Instead of creating a space for romance, curiosity, build-up, foreplay, and flirting, we just want the punchline. We want to check the boxes as fast as we can because we have options and no patience. We know we can swipe and find another prospect while our date is in the restroom. So dating just becomes a bunch of lottery balls bouncing in the glass box, except the lottery balls are faces and the glass box is our phone. I thought that was a great way to write that. So he says, how do we change this? And he said, I'll give you a step-by-step play. So he basically goes through and just says, look, men should be taking the lead. Yes, women can as well. They can take the lead, but women generally want to be asked out, which I agree. I mean, I'm a woman. I want to be asked out. It's a compliment, really. When you're asked out, that's a compliment. So compliment the woman, will you? But anyway, and it's basically, and he said, and that's why dating is dead today. Like no one's dancing. We're all just swiping, crossing fingers, and pissed off. The person we met on our phone 2 hours ago is not our soulmate. So he goes through actually using our phones for what they were invented for. He says, yes, call them. Stop hiding behind your phone. A real conversation is the first step to get to know someone. If someone is asking you out via text, text them to call you. And if they don't, they don't deserve to go on a date with you. This isn't junior high. Man the hell up. Call them and exchange voices. Texting is a conversation as much as smoke signals are. Talk, hear them, feel their energy, vibe, discover, dance. I'm like, well, I like this guy. He's got the rhythm down. I like it. I liked it because I could feel his rhythm when he wrote this. You know, it's like one of those articles. And it says, once you've seen them, and I don't mean in photos, either in person or Skype or FaceTime or any live video platform, ask them out. Literally say, would you like to blank with me? Not, hey, me and my friends are going to be, want to meet up. Or want to meet us. Yeah, so it's, yeah, I don't like that either. Like, oh, my friends and I are going and keeping it casual. I'm like, yeah, no. If you really want to go on a date with me, just say, would you like to go see a movie with me? Like, that's a very simple thing. At least for me personally, that's a very simple thing. So, yeah, and then he basically says, don't go by looks all the time. Like, if they look like, you know, yes, you know, if they look amazing, you know, great, but don't look at a picture and assume that they're always going to look like Drew Barrymore or, you know, Cameron Diaz or whatever. Like, don't assume they're going to look like the bombshells, okay? And then he goes through the date actually put some effort into it. Basically, the whole point is actually do the effort, do the work, make the reservation, put your Spotify playlist together and have some good music playing in the car. Actually make an effort to make it fun. I mean, don't make it so just whatever me and my friends are going to, or we'll just meet there. It's like, no, the girl wants to be picked up. Like, actually go to the place, knock on the door, give her flowers. Actually, again, the human connection is what we've missed these past few years. That's for sure. And then, of course, like, he goes into sex and how it's like, don't pretend like you didn't have sex if you do. Like, that's so dumb and all this stuff, which I agree. Don't play games. That's where I draw the line. So it says here, this is actually good. So he says, here's the thing. This is the final paragraph that he writes. Here's the thing. You want a cleaner world, and toss your bag of Wendy's out of your car window. So if you want people to find love again, if you want dating to be fun again, if you believe in romance, then stop reading about it and let's save dating by putting some effort into it and by being responsible. Save dating by treating people like human beings. Save dating by practicing transparency and showing your true self. Save dating by actually going on real dates. Then maybe we will all have a better chance at love. Hey, and that's the end of the article. I think that's brilliant. Like, he literally goes through this whole thing, and I agree 110,000,000% with this. I really do. Well done. And yeah, so guys, girls, whoever, partners, I don't care. Make an effort. Because like I said, these days, nobody makes an effort anymore. So you look really hot and really good when you actually put effort in. Like, that is key. If you actually put the effort in, ooh, that's very, very memorable for a long, long time. So, and you may get some perks with that. I don't know. I'm just saying. So anyway, put effort in and just make dating fun again. Because these days it hasn't been fun. Especially in the past decade. They've made it a little bit worse. So, and I mean online situations. So just, if you see someone, take a chance, ask them out, make the effort. Don't be looking on your, like he says, the glass box that is your phone, and just ignoring the situation. Because the more you do that, the less happy you'll be. So just take a chance, you'll get the confidence, and do it. And I know I'm one to talk because I haven't been on a date in a while, and I'm happy to admit that. I really don't care. But it's good. Plus, I was very busy, so there's that. But anyway, there's that. So just have fun and go for it. And have a good time. Find love. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. Welcome to Check Yourself. You online daters, I don't judge you for being online, especially during all of this nonsense going on in the world. I ask you one thing. Can you stop judging people based off their vaccine status or how much they care about COVID, Delta, libido? Oh, I'm sorry, I meant Lambda, that other variant. But don't you think you should worry about if they possibly have HIV, herpes, hep C, rashes, chlamydia, whatever STD they have instead of COVID or the Delta, or what vaccine they have? They could even be a serial killer. By the way, asking someone if they've taken the vaccine or not, and you don't even know them that well, that's none of your damn business. Maybe you should check in with yourselves and see what you really want. Because if you're the type of person that cares too much about what they have instead of who they are and how they actually take care of themselves, you know, aside from the COVID and vaccine, I mean, just bathing, dressing well, good job, doesn't collect money from the government, you know, just a decent human being with manners. Although those types may actually be living outside in the real world and they're not living in the online Fauci-ing lockdown world. So I have a feeling if you're really looking for love these days, you might be in the wrong place. Go outside, get a job, stop living in fear, go live, delete your account, go live. Because if you don't, unless you meet another judgy hot mess as much as yourself, then you're going to be alone for a lot longer than you thought. So check yourself, because life is way too short for all this nonsense. Do we still have hope for a human connection? I personally believe we do. Everyone that I've talked to is fed up with this garbage. People have had it with Dr. Fauci, mandates, dictatorship, authoritarianism, communistic happenings, you name it. There's an issue everywhere. Doesn't matter where. It could be educational, business, medical, anywhere. There's an issue, huge issue. You know what's really great? I see human connections every single day. At the grocery store, coffee shops, protests, meetings, certain restaurants, bars, you see it. The laughing, the hugging, the flirting, the chivalry, holding the door open, handing someone your grocery cart right after you've used it. Heck, even moving a cart out of the parking space where someone had left it just so someone can pull in to that space. The guy paying for the girl on the date, giving someone flowers. It's the little things. But these days, those make such a big impact in your life. During lockdowns, the human connection faded 10 times more than it was heading anyway. Of course, due to the technology, right? I remember I was holding the door for someone at a coffee place. This was actually just when masks were officially lifted and everything, and I was leaving, and I was leaving, she was coming in, and she had her mask on. I was, of course, respectful, but she just stood there as I was leaving. So I was heading out, holding the door for her, and she just stood there. It was very awkward. And she stood at a far distance, of course, until I walked away. I said, well, okay, bye. Like, I was being nice, whatever. Wasn't nasty. I said, okay, well, I was just holding the door for you, but okay, whatever. You know, kind of being, if you know me very well, I was being funny and sarcastic. But she didn't want to come in or want to come near me because I didn't have my mask on. Masks are also what's doing this. The mask is the shield for emotion. The mask is their curtain. When they put it on, the curtain pulls open and fear jumps right out. Kids can't see human emotion with that. And what human emotion really looks like underneath the masks, kids can't recognize it. Right now, masks don't work for all kinds of reasons, but it especially doesn't work for the human connection. So, as always, I end with a saying: life is short. Break the rules, forgive quickly, kiss slowly, love truly, laugh uncontrollably, and never regret anything that makes you smile. Mark Twain. We have a lot of battles going on right now. We have school board elections coming up, school districts threatening mask mandates for your kids, vaccine mandates, infrastructure issues, inflation going up. But right now, with the school year coming up, our kids are under major threats, and we need to save their future. So go, break the rules, show up, and fight for the human connection and the freedoms. Because kids today need that more than anything. So go out there, make a connection, and go live. Thank you for listening, my common sensocrats. Until next time, everybody. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts.
I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.